Some words from our collect this morning. God, our Redeemer, who prepared the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the mother of your Son, grant that, as she looked for his coming as our Saviour, so we may be ready to greet him when he comes again as our Judge. As Father John said at the beginning of this service, we're still in Advent, although it might seem that we're not, but we are still in Advent, at least this morning. And there are those great Advent themes which we've been reflecting on over this Advent season. Themes such as the kingdom which is to come. The theme which perhaps we haven't been reflecting on quite as much as some of the others, judgment. Other themes like the light of Christ coming into the world. And of course, one of the other things is that theme of preparation. Now, we can think about preparation as about getting ready for Christmas. And I'm sure everybody here has spent lots of time doing that. We've got family over, our eldest son and his wife from Australia at the moment. Great joy to see them. But you can imagine the sort of preparation that have been going on for that. We want everything to be just absolutely right for them because we don't see them that often. And certainly the worldly message is about this getting ready, all this hustle and bustle, getting ready not for the coming of our Saviour so that we may be ready to greet him when he comes again as our Judge, but ready for the great celebration and feast of Christmas. One of the things that extraordinary I find is about this development of Advent calendars. If you're as old as I am, and I dare say there's one or two here who are, you know, the Advent calendars, it would be a picture of the nativity scene and you'd open the doors and there'd all be sort of things to do with the Christmas theme, or perhaps things that were going to be hung up on Christmas trees. But now it's amazing. Our little grandson, Charlie, of course he's got chocolate in his Advent calendar. Not quite sure how I missed out on that. But of course you can also get Advent calendars which have got malt whiskey in. I'm not dropping any hints for next year, you realise. Or even perfume each day, a new malt whiskey to sample, or a new perfume to wear. In the church, of course, this theme of preparation has a much more spiritual and a much more profound meaning. In the church, we consider this preparation as a time to prepare to receive Christ afresh, to receive Christ anew. And this is important. In the same way, or a similar way, really, that Lent precedes Easter as a time of preparation and repentance indeed. It's a time of preparing to celebrate that great feast. Advent too is a time of penitence and reflection before the celebration of the other great Christian festival, which we'll celebrate tonight and tomorrow, the festival of the Incarnation, of the living Word of God. God become flesh. And there's something very important about this theme of preparing for our hearts and minds to be in the right frame of mind, if you like, to celebrate this great festival tomorrow. But Advent, as we mentioned earlier, is about more than that. It's about preparing ourselves too for the second coming, for Christ's return in glory. The early church And if you read the New Testament letters and things like that, they expected Jesus to arrive tomorrow. And if he didn't arrive tomorrow, he was certainly coming the day after tomorrow. And there's a real focus in the early church on that. Perhaps it's not surprising that some 2,000 years later, we've lost something of that anticipation and expectation of Christ's return. But Christ will come, and one day we will stand before him. That may be when Christ returns in glory, but it may be when I depart this mortal life and I stand before my Lord and my Saviour. Something worth preparing for. And as we think about these things, we can learn much, of course, from the Blessed Virgin Mary. Going back to that text from the Collect, God our Redeemer, who prepared the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the mother of your Son. Notice that, prepared the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the mother of your Son. Grant that as she looked for his coming as our Saviour, so we may be ready to greet him when he comes again as our Judge. I picked out three parts of that, three words, or four words actually, but three themes. Firstly, prepared. Secondly, looked for. And thirdly, ready. Thinking firstly about prepared. Actually, we notice that in the Collect, it was God who prepared the Virgin Mary. That preparation of her by God begins long before her birth. It begins initially through God's relationship with his people. All the way through the words of the Old Testament, we find how God is preparing the people for this great event which is to come later. And that first reading from the second book of Samuel refers a little to that. God prepared God's people by being with them, by guiding and encouraging and leading them. In the history and the prophets of the Old Testament, we see, we read how God prepares the people. And all of this is part of the Blessed Virgin Mary's tradition and culture and her parents' upbringing, and was part of her preparation. And this all prepared her, together with her own faith and with her own relationship with God, prepared her for that moment when the angel came. And she agreed. Make no mistake, the whole creation waited with bated breath until Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to your word." And so she took on a role which was unique in the whole of human history. Prepared, looked for. Part of the preparation of the people by God was this anticipation of the Saviour, the promised Messiah. This looking for God to act, looking for signs of God's presence, looking for ways in which God was at work. And the Blessed Virgin Mary, too, looking for this in her life. Especially, of course, at the Annunciation by Gabriel, but later as she watched her child Jesus growing up, she looked for ways in which God was at work. And as the Gospels say, she pondered these things in her heart. Sometimes, praise God, God works in ways which are absolutely blatantly obvious and we can't miss them. But there are times, perhaps many more times, where we have to look. We have to look for God at work, both out there and in our own lives. Then that final word about ready. When Gabriel came, Mary was ready. She was ready to offer herself and to say to God, yes, I will do this. She was ready to offer herself in spite of the uncertain and dangerous future that lay ahead. She was ready. She was ready to play her full part in bringing about God's plan of salvation. God, our Redeemer, who prepared the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the mother of your Son, grant that as she looked for his coming as our Saviour, so we may be ready to greet him when he comes again as our Judge. The Blessed Virgin Mary was prepared. She was looking for God. And when it came, she was ready for the moment. All of which, of course, is what God invites, what God calls us, God's people, to be. God calls us to be prepared. God calls us to be looking for God, and God calls us to be ready for God. Not just as we celebrate the feast of the Incarnation, the celebration of Christ's coming as a child in Bethlehem, but also as we look to his coming again in glory. May we be people who are prepared, looking, and ready. Amen.